Stewie Turner from thedogs.com.au is going to look after all the greyhound news for us. Morning, Stu.
Morning, Cozzy. Yeah, thanks very much for that. We've got loads to catch up on this week on the show. It's been such an incredibly busy time in greyhound racing across the country over this last week. And now we're coming into another busy time as well. We're going to reflect on the big night of racing on Saturday night in Victoria, down at the Meadows and at Shepparton as well. We had a couple of great races there. Of course, at the Meadows, there was a win for Mapunga Blazer, an absolutely brilliant win in the Group 1 Maturity Classic. And we'll catch up as well, hopefully, with Brooke Ennis, trainer of Zinzan Brook, who, for me, had one of the wins of the year, I think, in the Shepparton Cup there on Saturday night. And we'll also, as well, catch up with a couple of the trainers here in New South Wales who are hoping to have success over this next couple of weeks or so. So loads to get through today. So let's get on with it. Let's have a chat with Jeff Britton, who had the win at the Meadows on Saturday night with Mapunga Blazer. I think Jeff is here now. Jeff, thanks very much for your time, mate. And how are you feeling? That must have been a fantastic weekend for you.
Yeah, pretty tired, really. It's celebrating after, so a few people come back. So, but it makes it easier to get up to like that.
I'm sure it does. Hey, well, give us a bit of a steer on the celebrations, mate. Were you partying hard after that one? I wouldn't be surprised if you were.
Oh, there's a few people come back to the house and they can't really go out anywhere because you've got to get the dogs home. And so there's a few people come back and we're probably going to 3:30 in the morning, so, and then get up the next morning. So
wow. Hey, that's a big night by my standards these days, trust me. Hey, let's just remind ourselves as well that you actually scored the Quinella in the Hudson Pacific, of course, or in the Maturity Classic, rather, with Mapunga Blazer getting the win and Paradiso Last finishing second. So an absolutely super, super race. And let's just reflect on the race as well. Now, was your heart in your mouth a little bit, Jeff, at the start? Because Mapunga Blazer, he didn't jump terrifically from box six, did he?
I sort of didn't see much of behind the boxes, and it's only that I knew they hadn't got out that well, and I probably expected with him. And I just thought, he drives pretty hard to the first corner, though, and I was just hoping he didn't get hit there. And then when they came out of the corner and they're both sitting second and third, I was sort of, I was pretty pleased then. I was just thinking nothing go wrong after that.
Well, I mean, once he got that lead, he never really looked like relinquishing it, did he? I mean, how confident were you when he hit the front?
You're just thinking of things, nothing go wrong, like a breakdown or something like that, because, I know he's strong, and I was just pleasantly surprised with the other one. She was taking ground off him. So, she's a young dog, and they always, I suppose, they're on the way up at the moment, so you just don't know what to expect.
Yeah, it was a great run by both of them. And look, hand on heart, Jeff, at the start of the series, was Mapunga Blazer the one out of all your contenders who you thought had the best chance? Because he was coming back from that break, wasn't he? I think he'd had the 2 months off with the shoulder injury.
Yeah, he cracked the fibula first, and then when I brought him back, he strained a shoulder, so it took a little bit of time to get him back. But he was definitely the best dog I had he's the best dog I've had as a pup. And he was my biggest chance of winning the race. And a few of my friends and things like that, I don't bet very much. So I just said to him, I said, there's a dog to bet for the final if you want to get on now. I think he was about 21. So they're all pretty happy.
I'm sure they are. And I think you said on Saturday you were maybe aiming him for the Victorian Sprint Championship heats, I think, on Thursday. Is that still the aim? And how's he pulled up as well?
Yeah, no, he's pulled up okay. And so we'll just hopefully get a good draw there and just see how he goes against, the open age dogs.
I think three of his eight wins now have come at Sandown Park, but he's had some tricky wide draws there as well. I was looking at his record. If he's fully over his exertions, though, you must think he's a big chance for that series.
Yeah, look, in Victoria, it just seems that there's always some really good dogs to beat, though, and he'll need some luck with box draws, and you've got to come up against Worm Burner and the calibre of him, and so you can't afford to do anything wrong.
And let's have a word as well on Paradiso Lass. To get in as the reserve when Fast Time Scratch and put in a run like that to finish second, I thought as well that was a mighty effort. How pleased were you with her and how much potential does she have?
Well, yeah, as you say, it's a really good run. I was really happy with it. And I'm just sort of hoping she might be able to stay because her older brother, Edge of Eden, he's a stayer. And so, you know, out of the five or six dogs we've got here in the litter, she's a standout. She's about 10 lengths better than the others. So, I'm just sort of hoping she can step up to the same.
And look, you've had great success with Mapunga Blazers breeder over the years, Barry Smith. I think you won the Group 1 Adelaide Cup a couple of years ago with his dam Mapunga Nikki. How did that partnership come about and what makes you two such a great partnership?
Years ago, and he just gave me a bit to train, and it just carried on from then. So you're looking probably, you know, mid 90s. And so I've just got a dog running around here.
Yeah, look, it sounds a little bit loud there. So, look, we'll let you go, mate. But, look, thanks very much for your time. It was a fantastic win and, look, a well-deserved success for you, mate. All the best. I hope you're celebrating on Thursday night.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks, Phil.
Thanks very much there to Jeff Britton, who had that wonderful win on Saturday night at the Meadows. And let's just remind ourselves as well at the Meadows on Saturday night that there was another terrific victory for Burn One Down in the fireball for the stayers there. Burn One Down winning that one by just under six lengths. His record now 30 wins and 11 minor placings from 48 starts. What a star he's been. So well done to Jason and Siona Thompson on another brilliant win for Burn One Down. Okay, now let's stay in Victoria. Let's reflect on one of the wins of the year on Saturday night in the Group 2 Shepparton Cup by Zinzan Brook. Zinzan Brook producing an incredible finish to win this one for his trainer, Brooke Ennis. And I believe Brooke is with us now. Brooke, first of all, thanks very much for joining us. And are you still on a high from that one? It was an absolutely fantastic race, wasn't it?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, it was definitely it was a big win from the dog. And, you know, it's been a nice weekend. It was my husband's birthday, to win a group race and to have his birthday all in one, it was, we're still on a high, but to get back into work pretty soon after.
It doesn't get better than that, I guess. Now, look, he was the favourite for the race with that brilliant run in the heats the previous week, but even though he had a box eight, how confident were you before the race and taking him to the boxes?
Yeah, we're really happy with his draw. You know, we like it when he draws out there, really just for the fact that sometimes he doesn't begin that well. So being out there, he generally gets a little bit of room, which he needs to, you know, muster his pace. But obviously the dog to beat was Lucky Chap. And, you know, we're just happy if we could begin on terms with him and battle it out to there. But it was an interesting race and there was a lot of emotions over the 25 seconds, that's for sure.
I was going to say, are you someone who shouts them home from the boxes, Brooke? What were you like watching that one?
No, I'm generally pretty quiet. You know, I watched and there was plenty of feelings and, you know, obviously people cheer, but which is always exciting. But I like to watch the race live and, you know, I've seen him cop a check and after that I was really just relying on the race caller and he didn't really call him until the last minute and I just happened to look at the TV. So, there wasn't much time for cheering, but that was all very exciting anyhow.
He didn't actually jump that great, did he? But he worked his way back into the race. What was it like watching it? I mean, your blood pressure must have been rocketing throughout it all.
Yeah, well, I think the six began very well, which I think I was expected to do. So I think it kind of made everyone look like they were a bit slow to begin. But I think we all came out pretty level and he had the room that he needed. And, you know, he's approaching the home turn. I thought he was probably a really good chance to win the race. But then he copped a bit of a knock back and due to his racing pattern, I thought that was probably the end of him, but he really dug deep and stuck his nose out at the right time.
He certainly did. And well, what were your emotions? You said that you were watching the screen. And so what were your emotions when you realised that he'd got it and he'd won that one?
It's all a bit of a blur now, but I think, you know, you're a little bit speechless. You're a little bit excited. And, you know, I was just really happy for the dog. You know, that was his fourth time in a country cup and he it's hard to make them, let alone win them. So, you know, he's obviously a big credit to his owners and a, you know, it's a credit to himself to make so many, but to win one's even better.
Yeah, you touched on that there. He'd knocked on the door a few times before, hadn't he? Did that make this win extra special, the fact that, I guess, persistence has paid off for you and Zinzan Brook?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's always nice to win races, but to make them and then to win one, it's great. But, you know, I think he had a big heart and his will to win on Saturday night was a big credit to him.
And I saw there's some lovely pictures of you hugging him post-race. He looks like a greyhound you've really forged a wonderful relationship with.
Yeah, he's one of the dogs here at the kennel that I've taken to the track basically from the start. And, you know, I just keep taking him. So we have a bit of a relationship. But, no, he's a beautiful dog. He's lovely at home. And, you know, he doesn't do too much wrong. And I guess he's extra special, you know, for how good he is. But, no, he's definitely a lovely dog to have around.
Are you now aiming him for the Victorian sprint heat? Or what's the plan now for Zinzan Brook?
Yeah, we did have a plan. We did nominate to have a plan to go to the Nationals. But after the run on Saturday night, we just decided to bypass it. And, you know, we'll just freshen him up and just aim at a few more country cups over the next few months. But, he'll just have a little bit of a, you know, 10-day spell now and recover. He's had a pretty solid prep since the Warrnambool Cup, so we'll bypass the Nationals and get him back into some racing in a few weeks' time.
Fair enough. And I think he had the 10 starts up in Queensland before Wayne Thompson, his owner, sent him down to you. Was he immediately one you thought you could have a bit of success with? And if so, why? What made him stand out for you?
Yeah, we actually, Wayne rang us up and offered his brother to us first, which is Traditional Man, and he's quite a similar dog to Zinzan. And you know, he said he had another dog there, but he wanted to just wait a little while. And you know, they're both very similar dogs, exceptional pace, and they, you know, tend to lead their races. But when he came down, he wasn't a dog that we thought would run a strong 450 meters. So you know, it's a credit to Jamie, to the owners, to get him up to win over 400 and to do it quite strongly. But yeah, his times are always great, and I guess as a trainer, that definitely stands out.
And I believe he almost passed away as a pup. He had some stomach problems, and he only just made it. So I guess that must make it even more emotional and all the more rewarding that you've got these results out of him.
Yeah, it must be a massive thrill for Wayne and Tracy in Queensland. He twisted his stomach when he was younger, and generally something that a lot of dogs don't survive, let alone surviving the operation. So massive credit to them and to their vet who got him over the line. So just proves that, you know, he's a strong dog, and it must be so rewarding and pleasing for them. You know, they bred the dog and reared him, and then to go through that and now have a race dog with such an exceptional record, it must be a massive thrill. And, you know, it's a big congratulations from us to them.
And, you and Jamie, we always keep an eye out on your greyhounds, because you generally get your fair share of these big wins. So have you got any promising pups coming through now who we should be keeping an eye on?
We've got a nice little distance dog called Bella Shimmer, who's bred to be a stayer. So she's going through her grades, and she ran third in a group race 2 weeks ago. So I'll be keeping an eye on her. We can't wait to get her up over the distance, and we'll have her in the national distance at the Meadows on Saturday night.
Good stuff. And Brooke, I'm just interested as well, as one of the younger trainers around, we always have this question of attracting younger people to the industry. If you were in charge of that, how would you get younger trainers involved and younger participants? And is it something that you think, you know, the authorities should be looking to do, and how could they do that?
Yeah, I think with anything, you know, in any code, it's always good to have young people, whether it's to, you know, involve them in syndicates or involve them at the track. It's obviously going to keep the industry going with young people. So you've got to, you know, market some of the younger people, whether it's females or males, and, you know, just offer incentives to get them involved and hope that, you know, they enjoy that involvement and take the next step. So, you know, if young people are interested, they should definitely contact their clubs or get to the racetrack and chat around and, yeah, definitely throw some ideas around.
Good stuff. Hey, listen, thanks very much for your time today, Brooke. We really appreciate it. And congratulations on a fantastic win for Zinzan Brook.
No worries. Thanks very much.
Good stuff. That was Brooke Ennis there, and what a wonderful win that was. If you haven't seen that race, do go to the GRV website and check out that replay. It was an absolute cracker. Let's just remind ourselves as well of a couple of the other big races that are taking place at the moment. We had the four heats of the Group 3 Darwin Cup last night. Now, among the heat winners here was Invictus Rapid, another greyhound from the Jason and Siona Thompson kennel. Invictus Rapid, I think, was the Group 1 Peter Mosman Classic runner-up last year here in New South Wales. So he won his heat, looking good for the final. The fastest qualifier was Morris Minor, trained by Brian Kelleher. And the other two heat winners were Striker Klinsman and Iona Flyer. So you can check out those replays and the fields and form for that one at thedogs.com.au. But that's going to be a great final, the Darwin Cup, up on Sunday night. And of course the markets for that will be at tab.com.au. Now, there's a couple of high quality series taking place in New South Wales this week. On Friday, we got the heats of the Phil Davis Memorial over the 535 metres at Richmond. That's one to keep an eye on. There'll probably be some high quality greyhounds involved in that one. Tomorrow at Goulburn, I'm really looking forward to this one. We've got the heats of the Zoom Top Maiden. Now, this one over the 440 metres. It looks absolutely terrific. There's eight heats of this one, some super pups involved, and a trainer who's going to have a busy day at Goulburn tomorrow is Stuart Haslett, because he's taking down a team of six for these heats. And Stuart's on the line now. Stuart, good morning. And first of all, how are you looking? And more importantly, how are the pups looking for this one?
Yeah, how are you, Stu? I'm good. Dogs are looking good. Yep. It's pouring rain here, but apart from that, it's okay.
Good stuff. Well, listen, let's run through a couple of your hopefuls here. Yankee Parker, who's got a box four in the third heat. Now, he's trialled well at Canberra and Richmond. How would you assess Yankee Parker's chances?
He's got good early speed. It's just the last 40 metres that I'm a bit worried about.
Do you think you'll be able to handle Goulburn, the big track there?
I've had a few runs around Goulburn. They go okay, but he's not real strong at the moment. He's only running 400 out strongly, you know?
Yep. Well, hopefully he can go well. Now, you're taking...
stronger.
Well, yep. We'll see how he can go. And you're taking Private Parker down as well. Now, Private Parker catches my eye here in this one. I know this greyhound placed on debut at Dapto in a fair time. I think could go well tomorrow.
Yeah, she's a lot stronger than her brother, the one we just spoke about. She got injured at Dapto when she ran third. She cut a toe and had to be off for 3 weeks, so she's a bit underdone. She's missed a couple of weeks of work, but I'm hoping she'll qualify tomorrow and get through to the final. She'll be a lot stronger for the next week.
She's got box seven in the third heat, Private Parker. Will she be will she be okay with that, with the wide draw?
Oh, the seven's fine, yep, seven's good. I prefer to be off the track at Goulburn. Because you're probably not aware of it, but it's a big bend all the way to the home straight. There's a bit of a bow in the whole track.
Well, hopefully she'll be able to handle it. As I said, I like her chances.
Yep.
And Pixie Parker as well, who you're taking down. She's got box six in the fourth heat. She's seen the track as well. And I think looking at her field, she looks possibly to have avoided perhaps some of the more fancied greyhounds. But how's she shaping up?
Yeah, she's, she's a Beckham Bale, so I probably don't need to say much else about her. She's a bit hot and cold. One day she's feeling great and the next day she's just a bit nonchalant. But apart from that, she can run, and if she puts her best foot forward, she'll give it a show.
She's a little bit frustrating, maybe. She keeps you on your toes from the sound of it.
She does, yeah. They're a little bit like that breed.
Well, hopefully she'll make you feel better tomorrow. Now, just a couple of words on yourself for people who don't know you too well, mate. I think you bought your first racing dog back in 1965. So how were you bitten by the greyhound racing bug in the first place?
Oh, I was bitten when I was a kid. I used to ride my pony past a greyhound farm, George Graham, at Ingleburn, and he's the breeder of Rookie Rebel and Sunview, and he's gone now, but and he had poultry, and my family had poultry, and I just used to ride in there and talk to them and got fascinated by the dogs and helped them every day, and that's it. Haven't looked back.
What a great start to the sport. And over the years, you've had plenty of handy greyhounds as well. You've had Wentworth Park winners like Amy Parker and Permanent Guest as well. How much of a buzz have you got out of it over the years? How rewarding has it been for you?
Oh, I get a buzz out of it every time they win. Even if they win a little race at Canberra, I'm happy, yeah, excited. Amy Parker's in Welp at the moment. now. She's retired, I think, this time. She's been to Brooke Ennis's dog, my bro Fabio. She's just gone to him a few days ago.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, so you'll have pretty decent hopes there, I would imagine. Mm. And look, for any younger trainers starting out now who are making their way, you obviously know your stuff, you've got the experience. What advice would you give younger trainers and younger participants, and what's the best advice you've had over the years?
Oh, the best advice? Oh, most of the old people that you ask will always tell you to be patient. And I say that too with some of these younger dogs. They take time, you know. Some of them don't hit their straps till they're two. You can't really sack them when they're 15, 16 months old off a break-in, because some of them just grow a leg when they turn 2 years old. It seems crazy to say that, but they do. They mature. Something happens, and they just improve a lot once they get a little bit of age on them. Some of them don't reach that till they're three, you know?
Yeah, so patience is the key.
Be patient. Yeah, be patient and consistent. Always doing the same thing. Feed them the same pretty much all the time. Just try and feed them the same times of the day. They like that. They like to be to know where they're going. Yeah.
Good stuff. And, well, getting back to tomorrow then, of the six that you're taking down, who's going to be the one to watch?
I knew you were going to ask that question. I probably like the first one. You didn't mention her, Princess Parker. She is the fastest one here, but she's not real strong either at the moment. She's a little bit weak after 400, so I'm worried that if she gets a long lead, she'll be good.
Good stuff. Okay, well, we'll keep an eye on Princess Parker. As I said, yep. I like Private Parker as well. So, look, I hope you're celebrating at least once tomorrow. Yeah. And, look, thanks very much for your time today. Safe travels and all the best for Goulburn tomorrow, mate. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Good stuff. That was Stuart Haslett there. And just a reminder, 8 heats of the Zoom Top Maiden down at Goulburn. A terrific series. Fields and form for that one at thedogs.com.au and the markets, of course, at tab.com.au. It's going to be a cracker. And staying in New South Wales now, a couple of things that have caught my eye over the last couple of days. Well done to Terry Priest, the Hunter Valley trainer. He scored a treble at the Gardens on Friday. A super win for him. A couple of the other trainers going well at the moment. Andrew Crouch, who scored a double at Richmond on Friday. His kennel absolutely flying at the moment. And well done as well to Paul and Pamela Braddon, their greyhound, Spring Jazz, making it 6 successive wins with a victory at Wentworth Park on Saturday night. Gee, the Braddons are going absolutely fantastic at the moment. And it's always great to catch up with trainers who are having a bit of success, especially from the smaller kennels. And one who's going pretty well is Stephen Fitch. He scored a double at Wentworth Park last Wednesday with his stayers Twin Brooks and Good Thunder, and I believe Steve's on the line now. Steve, thanks for your time today, and look, last Wednesday must have been a great night for you.
Yeah, hi Stuart. Thanks, mate. It was an unbelievable night. It was fantastic. Thank you.
I believe that was your first double anywhere as well, and to do it at Wentworth Park, it must have been just absolutely fantastic. Just take us back to the night, and what were your emotions?
Overawed with everything, really. Sure, I had that many people saying well done and trying to talk to everyone, and couldn't get the smile off my face, and and just really pleased to get the dogs over the line. It's been a long battle with both of them, so but we're getting somewhere now with them.
I was going to touch on that. Twin Brooks, you've had to be patient with this greyhound, I think, but looks like she's coming good. How impressed were you with that win?
I was really impressed. I call her the fidget spinner. She's just a bit mad. She runs up the back of them. She's been nothing but frustration. And she's been crying out to win a race and just finding trouble at the wrong time and taking the wrong option. I knew she was ready for the race, so I'd set her for it a month ago, and I knew she'd go close to running out the trip. And when she jumped to about second, I was pretty confident that she would run it out. She got a bit lost. She hadn't trialed there, but she just found a way to win, and it was just...
Sounds like it was absolutely brilliant. And Good Thunder as well. Now, that was an absolutely mighty run as well. What was it like watching that one?
It was just amazing, yeah. She, when they went past me at the 720 boxes and she was in fourth, she was a good 6 or 8 lengths off them. But I know how big an engine she's got when it comes to coming home that last 200. She just keeps going when everything else starts hitting the wall. So she came in of her home in about 12.8, and that was good enough. I think she gave the leader about 4 lengths start with 200 to go and managed to run it down. So that was great.
Yeah, it was a great effort. And Good Thunder, I think, won at Bull Eye over the 590 metres on July the 15th. Is this greyhound developing into quite a talent now over the longer distances?
Yeah, we always knew she'd get the trip. She is very clean-winded, and she went terrible at Nowra in a five-dog field the start before, and found out she had a bit of tonsillitis and managed to fix that up. And I just gave her I think there was a 10-day break between that or 12-day break between that and Bull Eye. And I just free-galloped her at home and eased up on a bit and just freshened her up a little bit. I knew there'd be no worries running the 590. And when she bounced the lead, well, nothing was going to go past her when she's in front.
And look, it's a special moment for any of the smaller trainers when they get a win at Wentworth Park, I would imagine. But what were your emotions? It must have been a lovely drive back to Nowra, where I think you're based.
Yeah, I'm at Nowra Hill, that's right, a beautiful part of the world. And I didn't actually go back. My brother came with me. I had to go to Melbourne for business the next morning at 6 o'clock. So he dropped me at the airport and he took them back. And I think I was on a 6 o'clock flight, and I think I had about 7 minutes sleep that night. I was just buzzing all night. So.
Well, it was well deserved. Now, you've got a busy day today as well. I think you've got a couple going at Nowra as well, including Twin Brooks. I think this greyhound dropping back in distance, is she worth a little bit of a punt today, do you think, on current form?
Look, her run for the first 520 the other night was really quite quick when she got lost at the first bend. I think she went about 30 and 6, so I don't see any reason why she couldn't run about 30 and 30 tonight, which might be good enough to win, but she is a bit silly in her field, and I nominated her for the 6:30, but unfortunately, it's very hard to get a run over these staying trips, which is a bit of a battle, but I think each way tonight, I think she's about 10 to 1. Sure, she'd be worth a punt. And just on that, I'd just like to say that it's fantastic that Wentworth Park are programming these races for young staying dogs and with limited experience over the 700. They're on every month by the look of it now, and I think it's fantastic for people to have something to aim for like that.
Hey, well, listen, I hope you're celebrating again today. Congratulations again on a wonderful night at Wentworth Park last week. It sounds like it was a well-deserved success, and hope you'll be getting a few more winners over the next few weeks, Steve. Thanks for your time today, mate.
Thank you, Stuart. My pleasure.
Well, that was Stephen Fitch there, and as I said, hopefully he'll be celebrating some more wins over the coming weeks and months. Well, that's about it for me today on Going Greyhound. Thank you again to all my guests today. And don't forget, of course, you can keep up to date with the fields form and expert picks at thedogs.com.au. For all your markets, keep visiting tab.com.au. And don't forget as well, you can keep up to date with everything in greyhound racing on Chasing and Pacing Rewind on Sunday mornings with myself and Simon Harrison. And then, of course, with the Talking Greyhounds podcast that's available on the website as well. But that's it for another show. I'll hand you back to Cozzy. Thanks very much, and good luck to everybody involved this week in greyhound racing.